Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today is Thursday, October 17, 2019, and we are going to have a shoe. We're going to have a great shoe tonight. Remember, some of you may remember Ed Sullivan. He was way back in the early 60s when television was first getting started and how they were introducing the celebrities of the day, the ones that they were going to program us with and utilize to get us to believe in the illusion of life. Anyway, speaking of illusions, we have lots. We have tons to deal with. And you ever wonder, this is a question I'm going to throw out there to you, everybody. Ever wonder why your brain is always caught up in some kind of thought? You're always thinking about something. Things coming into your head, things going out of your head. You're doing something, and you get preoccupied with a thought. And it's always nonstop. You never have a moment where you can actually have nothing going on in the head. It's always go, 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 go. Well, I'm going to throw out there a speculative theory of mine, which has a lot of evidence to back it up. But until there's something a little bit more substantial to my liking anyway, I can only call it a theory. And there may be some fact to it, and there may be some facts pointing to it. But I like things to have a little bit more solidarity before I make a real claim or proclamation to it, you know, especially if I've seen something work firsthand. And I don't care what anybody says, I don't give a shit about their opinions. I always said stated opinions are like assholes, everybody's got one, and I really don't care about your opinion. Most people who have an opinion don't know where they're going in life. They have some philosophical, ideological concept about life. But most people who have these have never really lived life, nor have they experienced the kick-ass ass-whooping that life can give you sometime, because it's designed to keep you on track, keep you steady, and keep you from being sucked in from an AI concept. And it's important that you get this perception. I want to read something. Somebody sent this to me, and I don't think I can put it on the Podbean, but you can find this. Voltaire wrote this. It says, if you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. Imagine that. Way back in the day. If you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. You can't criticize Israel for anything. Israel could commit mass murder and destruction, but you point out anything to them, you're anti-Semitic, whatever bullshit that comes out of there. And or you talk about a leader, some kind of leader, whatever, right? And it just is. And I'm not anti-Semitic, don't get me wrong here. I'm just pointing out a fact, and it's a true fact. Some people get all worked up because they're pro-Israel, and that's okay. You want to be pro anything, I don't care what you're pro of. But I'm pretty objective to everything, and I have an even keel about life. Nobody's without blame in this life. If you're living in this life, nobody, and I mean nobody, goes through this life blameless. There's always some crap that we all do that later on we do regret and we're not proud of. And Israel's got a record of 10 miles long, just like everybody else. So when I make the comment I'm making, it's a generality, and it's, again, a truism and a truth. If you make any comment about that country and its way it acts or behaves, all of a sudden you hear the terms anti-Semitic thrown out there. And then you got to wonder, who's throwing those terms out there? Because there are people in Israel that criticize their government. There are people in Israel that say that their government is not doing everything right. And they have a right to criticize. So does everybody else. Everybody criticizes America. Every time America does the wrong thing, everybody's right so far up America's backside, they can count the corn it had for breakfast the night before. You know, America did this, America did that. You know, and that's, you got a question. Where's that coming from? Who is saying this? Is it a left? Is it a right? Is it up? Is it a down? Is it a spirit? Is it an alien? Is it some kind of secret society? Who? We never think about those terms. But I saw this and I thought, you know what? This is something that I personally thought is very true. Anybody talk about the Queen or the King in England? About some of the atrocities they may have done? How about the Pope? How about the imams in the Middle East who have caused a great deal of atrocities to the people of Israel, not Israel, to the people of Islam even? Okay. I mean, how many even say anything about what's going on there? Oh, you shouldn't talk about the holy men. I forget that. There ain't no holy men. The word holy, all the word holy means is to be separate. Set apart. That's all that word really means. When you say you call somebody a holy man, it doesn't mean that the man or woman who's holy is without blame or blemish. And I'm pointing these things out because I'm trying to get you to look at how you're thinking. Some of you may get all upset with what I just said in this little short period of time, but there's a point to it. You're upset for a reason. Why? Because it was a legitimate challenge to your belief, because I made you look at things in a more objective way, or is it because I spoke contrary to the programming that you have been induced with? See, we don't think in those terms. We get into this reactive mode. You know, we're all reactive. And there's nobody to blame here. That's the nature of the program. That is the nature of the program, to be reactive if and only if when you say something in contrary to the popular beliefs or popular ideologies or the popular frame of thought that the banks, corporocracies, religious institutions, political institutions, military industrial complexes, secret elites or secret entities want you to believe, want you to follow, want you to accept as a truth, even though it isn't. And they get this induced into your head that this is how you should be thinking. This is the way we're going. This is what we want the world to do. This is what we want everyone to believe. We're getting now caught up in this whole green mess. It's, oh, we're going to turn the earth green. The green, save the earth. And the earth just needs to be saved. No, man, we got to do something. We're the problem. We're the problem. We're the problem. Get tired of hearing that bullshit, too. We are the problem. We are not the problem. Cow farts is not causing any issue with our atmosphere, contrary to the stupidity that's being perpetrated to get people who have no brain and no capacity to comprehend or think or actually look at what's really going on. But they got people believe, oh yeah, we should quit eating meat. Let's destroy the planet, though. Animals recycle the earth in more ways than we can imagine. But we want to stop a natural process that keeps the earth functioning and maintained for an ideology. Because this is what is being perpetrated. This is what's being going on. I want to point out something here. Again, going into thinking, social media addiction, the Beatles' Butcher album. How many of you seen that? When you go on the pod tonight, later on, there will be a link. And you'll see the Beatles' Butcher album. Now, it never got out it got out for a short time, and they retracted it, and they put another cover over it. Because what you saw were the four Beatles sitting on a table, or sitting down. And it makes you wonder about Paul McCartney, if he was a man or a woman back then. Because he's the only one that, you know, men usually sit with their legs open. You know, we got a sack, we got some plumbing down there, so we don't really cross our legs. Women don't have anything there, so they cross their legs, and it's easier for a woman to cross her legs. So I'm watching John Lennon, I'm watching Ringo, and they're sitting there like men sit, their legs are spread, and Paul is sitting in the middle. Somebody said, why? He's sitting in the middle, so he can't spread his legs. Why couldn't he? But he didn't look like he was, it may not have been a man. I got a lot of awake people. A lot of women that are awake tell me all the time some of the female stars are, you know, men. And I say, oh man, you got to be kidding me. I'm one of those healthy males that look at women and enjoy the beauty that God made. And, you know, I get the testosterone levels can rise a little bit. They're saying, oh, look at that's a beauty, whatever, you know. And then find out later it's a man. It's like, oh, really? Are you serious? And then they show me all the different features. I'm thinking, but see, my mind has also been programmed to think a certain way when I see a certain image. You know, that's just how they programmed us, our generation. Not that we're weird or perverted, it's just how we were trained. You know, when we're looking at the 1960s, all we saw was big blonde, busty, blue-eyed blonde with big busty busts and tight tushes and real tight hips and lean, mean, you know, body machine kind of thing. And they hammered that into us hard. And then when we acted on that programming, then we got into all kinds of problems. And then they did the opposite to the women. They had the women completely get turned off on sex. Meanwhile, they were priming the guys for sex, and they were turning the women off from sex. So basically, they were trying to design a time of rape, I think. I think that's what it boils down to. In today's time, a buddy of mine sent me something, and I said to him, well, you know, I'm kind of done with this. I have a certain criteria if I ever date a woman. I'm not going to say what that is because it's kind of crude, but sort of it comes from a male perspective. You know, when we look at livestock, we turn them upside down and make sure that they're what their gender are. I have a similar concept. I want to make sure. Then I got another friend of mine says, they do the surgery so good now you couldn't tell them apart. So that's it, I'm done. I ain't gonna bother. So you're gonna say, Tone, you've lost it. Anyway, the Beatles had an album, Beatles Butcher album. Wait till you see this. Four Beatles wearing a white overcoat. Babies' body parts all over the place. All around, I know they're on their clothing, they're holding it, baby dolls. I mean, it's just a distortion. But see, we would never have thought of the Beatles in that fashion. And they let it out. They let it out. And there's a point to all of this, and I'm going to get to this point as I progress. So bear with me, just for a short period of time. So there's that aspect of the programming, and then throwing something in the mix that isn't normally there. And then what? What do you think? Does it slide in and does it become an acceptable part of the database that you have going on in your mind? You know, usually that's what happens. It's stored in a database somewhere. You know, something, and if you see something, you go, oh yeah, I remember that. That was so cool way back in the day and all, you know, the nonsense. Then we got something called social media addiction, where the cell phone becomes so preeminent in everything that it has to be the center of everything. Having a meeting, it's on the table, you're sitting there talking to somebody, all of a sudden you're texting, whatever. The need to have the phone because of the way it creates a dopamine reaction. And they're saying now that children today are having withdrawal issues like drugs as a result of the cell phone because of the dopamine content that goes on. Again, this is another type of mind control, okay, which affects your biology and your physiological chemicals in your body and in your brain. Then we have a robo-priest ordained artificial intelligent bots. And they already got this in the Buddhist faith in Asia. And now Catholicism, imagine that. Catholic, because they can't get any more priests because they're all pretty well pedoed out, so now they got to get a machine. Those of you who are Catholic, don't take it the wrong way, but you know, your priests are just programmed Babylonians that are following the Babylonian belief system. They're not following Jesus. They're not following the principles of the Bible. They are following canon law and Babylonian concepts. And this is where you need to examine your beliefs and your faith in regarding to what I just said. Okay, I don't remember Jesus pedophiling any child. I don't remember the apostles pedophiling any child. In fact, Jesus said if anybody had hurt these children, it would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and thrown into the ocean than to harm one of these kids. Imagine that. And look what these so-called representatives of the Babylonian faith called Catholicism is doing today. And it's just not the Roman Catholic priests. Let me reiterate here. You got imams doing this as well. You got Hebrew priests doing this as well. You got Buddhists doing this as well. You got Hindus doing this as well. You've got this going on a global level. Politicians are doing this crap as well. And as Jesus said, it would be better for a millstone to be tied around their throat and thrown into the ocean than to have harmed one of these. And this is the judgment coming upon them. So don't follow them. Anyway, they're going to put robo-priests, AI priests, that are going to be ordained to do all the things that a priest can do. Can you imagine that? Again, social media being introduced in such a way where you'll become an accepted way of doing things. A complete transition from people to machines. Imagine that. Now, another thing that happens is the truther channels. Truther channels are designed to tell you the truth. These are paid opposition to tell you the truth so that they can set traps to find out who you are and how to take you out. Now, this was actually done by a Hebrew man. I believe his name was David Goldberg. And apparently he died doing this audio. Like I said, you know, not all the Hebrews are Zionists. Some are anti-Zionists. So, and this is one exception, one rule there. Another person that came out and he was explaining how the Zionists had infiltrated and how they find out who it is. And they saw that there was an anti-Semitic sentiment going on in America, and it's growing. And I can see why it's growing. Everybody is just tired of the bunk and the BS that's coming out of the Middle East. Everybody knows it's a game. Everybody knows it's just a money grab. Everybody knows it's just another way of perpetuating wars to make more war machines and keep the military-industrial complex financially sound. There's no reason that part of the world, should be still at war after 80 years. That's just close to 80 years, 75 years. It just makes no sense that a war has gone on this long. The United States only lasted 10 years in Vietnam and signed for a peace accord. The Russians only lasted about the same amount of time, 10, 13 years, 12 years in Afghanistan. And they also signed a peace accord. 75 years, really? And somebody told me, I was talking to a Chaldean, he says, Tone, it's not 75 years, it's 3,700 years they've been fighting over there. So that'll never stop. They just want to keep that going. Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to reevaluate. What are we supporting? Are we supporting a country to keep it sustained? Or are we supporting a military-industrial complex? And if that's the case, I mean, if Israel is saying they are a superpower, then they shouldn't need the support. And if Netanyahu is saying that the Americans is only giving them a small contribution by giving them money, that's an ingrateful bastard. United States, if it wasn't for the United States, there would be no Israel. And to make that kind of comment, what an insult that was to America. So anyway, I get a little annoyed when I hear that kind of thing going on. I mean, America is not blameless on any level, and it has done a lot of shitty things in the world. But when it does something good and then to play it down the way he did, I mean, what ingratitude. What ingratitude. So, like I said, I have some other words for that, but I can't say them on the radio. But anyway, but these truther channels, be careful. When you're hearing people saying, go to this channel, listen to this frequency, because it's going to stop the nano, it's going to do this, it's a setup. Again, it's playing on your head, it's playing into your head to get you to go to these channels. So when they turn on these frequencies, they further activate the program inside your body to further assemble the nano inside of you. So be careful about these places that you're seeing as a truth or channel. When you're hearing somebody talking in regard to telling the truth, don't get hung up on that person. Don't get hung up on the idea that he's an icon. Same with me. Don't get hung up on me as an icon or whatever. I really don't want that. I truly don't. I do what I do for reasons, all kinds of reasons. One, it has to be done. Two, I have certain acquaintances and friends and family that I have gotten accustomed to see this going on, and then seeing them get blindly slaughtered. Again, it rubs me the wrong way. And three, nobody should be doing what's going on. What's going on this planet is on such a level of atrociousness, it's incredible. And the fact that it has gone on this long, unchecked, unimpeded, and kept in such secrecy that and has now come to the point where it no longer can be kept in secret. That's why they're standing out in the middle of everybody, because it has become so huge. It has become a megalith over time. And to shut this down will take a great deal of effort from everybody. So I do what I do because it's the right thing to do, and to arms everybody. I look at it this way: everybody I can help wake up to the truth and reality. Not that I'm forcing anybody, but to express whatever I need to express, and you make the decision, good, bad, or indifferent, is one less person I will have to deal with in the long term. War is coming. It's imminent. Those who are awake will be targeted more heavily through all kinds of technological and biological and even mechanical means to take you out. This is a reality, you know, and the only way this is going to be minimized is if we wake as many people up as we can, get everybody on the same page of what's going on, have everybody look at the things that are happening. There are strength in numbers. And I don't see this going down any other way. Now, some people say, well, Jesus is going to come back. Yeah, he's going to come back, and I don't doubt that either. He never said when. He didn't even know the time or the date either. So in the meantime, I think you should be prepared. Now, if you believe that you don't need to be prepared, then when the time comes, if what I'm saying is true and you're not prepared, nobody's going to be able to help you. It won't be a Christian or non-Christian thing. It'll be you reap what you sow. Those who have worked hard and prepared for whatever might be coming, good, bad, or indifferent, are going to have barely enough to get through it. And if you have not in any way, shape, or form made any effort thinking that you're going to sit on the laurels of those who have sweated and sacrificed and prepared, you are going to be in for one rude awakening. And that is not being a Christian. That is actually being a Christian, because that's protecting the group that has worked for it. And the attitudes and the growth and maturation of people are going to change on this. You're going to see it. You can't run around today and you don't have the leisure of not thinking in these terms. Nobody does. Some say, well, God will provide. Yeah, I'm sure he will. But in the interim, you better be prepared. He didn't just happen to have things. People, Noah had to build an ark. Took him 600 years. I would suggest you start thinking in those terms. Unless there's a miracle required, none are given, as from what I'm seeing anyway. Alrighty. Operation Crimson Dust. Now this is a beauty. Oh, this is such a beauty. They wiped out African tribes with this in Rwanda. They dropped this dust on the air and they caused these people to literally destroy themselves. Now guess what we got up in the atmosphere? You can call it dust, nano dust. And you have absolutely no idea what's in those chemicals, because a lot of you don't read. And even Prince, when he was alive, said that they would run the sky, trails across the sky, I think down in L.A., and then after they had laid the trails across the sky, there would be a riot going on in the neighborhood. Now imagine that. Now imagine you got people who aren't awake, who are completely enthralled in the programming, gets hit with this dust. What do you think that dust is going to tell them to do? How are you going to be prepared against that? Can happen. Okay, now again, this is all being tied to the mind and to the brain. And again, I'm making a point here. Some of you have been into cults. A lot of you will know what I'm talking about. When you get into a cult, they initiate you into their way of thinking through dogma, doctrine, or programming of some kind. Whether it's through biblical teachings and understandings, which you will follow, especially if you've just became a believer in God. You'll do whatever it takes to please God, because this is, you're on fire for that. So now those in charge will take advantage of you, because you don't know really what's up and down when it comes to God. All you know is you want to please God. You want to make up for all the shit you've done in the past. And so you run and you're zealous and you're going, going, going. Meanwhile, they are programming you, teaching you their doctrines, teaching you their dogma, teaching you their principles. Some may have biblical truths to them. A lot of them don't. And you get caught up in this swirl. And you can't see God as a result from the forest or the trees. And the only way you usually get out of those kind of things is when you one day wake up and realize that this is God and this is them, and there is a difference between God and them. And God pulls you through it to a point where you have to then wake up and see it. And there's a lot of institutions out there that are really good at it. And don't think for one minute you couldn't be taken. They're that good. They've been trained in this for quite some time. They understand human psychology. They understand how to profile people. They understand how to read people. The minute they meet you, they have a complete understanding about your persona, just in the few words that you may utter, and even how you speak. So again, we're going back to the brain here, okay? And we're going to the mind. This is why the Bible says, test all things, hold fast to what is good, okay? Then we got weapon of mass coercion. Hypnotic mind control workshop. See, all this has been going on for decades. Not just recently, decades, since the Second World War. 60 years plus, 70 years plus of playing with this type of technology. They have literally perfected this. So when you see these links and you begin to understand how the way you think, what you feel, what your thoughts are, what you believe has all been done through programming. You believe what you believe, you think the way you think, you are caught up in whatever thoughts you're caught up in because of the programs that you have been induced with over 7 decades. It's all about programming. One article is talking about programming stem cells so that they will function a certain specific way. Well, what if you program those stem cells to engage into the body to alter the brain chemistry? What can happen? See, these are things that make us go bump in the night and make you want to think a little bit. It's important, and like I state all the time, it's important that you understand who your adversary is, what they're trying to do, how they're trying to do it, so you can come up with better ways to neutralize or negate their impact on taking you out. You got to remember, it's all being funneled through a source, through a fractal into a tunnel. It takes you further into the abyss. Even a lot of your childhood events that have happened, because I thought about that this week and something's popped into my head, which made me understand why I act the way I do in certain situations. And it's because of 3 or 4 key events that happened in my earlier developmental time in life that caused me to change my direction, or changed the way I was looking at things, or had become more induced by the program to be assimilated by it. So as time has gone on, and as artificial intelligence keeps popping me in the head with your voice, the head and whatever, when they get into my dreams sometimes, they open up sometimes spots in my brain that I never even realized was there. And when the memories come out, I think about those memories and I think, wow, you know. Then I think about why I'm seeing those memories, and I know that the AI is trying to accumulate as much information off me as it can. And then I realized when I see these things, oh, that's why I have acted the way I have in this arena of my life, because of these three or four events that happened way back in the day, which altered my direction, altered the way I thought, altered the way I believed, altered in my perceptions in certain areas. I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? And once you have that kind of revelation, it gives you a whole new persona and a perspective on how you should conduct yourself now, what you have to do. It's almost as if once you see it, there's a certain emancipation that you now have that you didn't have before. And so I'm pointing all these things out to you because a lot of you may be going through these things and not understanding why you're going through them. And some of you are caught up in a circle and you don't realize it. And some of you don't realize that that circle that you're caught up in has been induced by Satan, by Lucifer, by these angels that fell down and had taken over us as a species. And instead of leading us in our evolution, they took over our evolution and created. And we're in the situation we're in because of these events of a select few angels that came down from the heavens, integrated themselves with man's biology, and altered man's evolutionary development. Even tried to change the planet, which is what is going on today, right now. So when we see all of this happening, you have to understand, number one, first it's coming from Lucifer, from the devil, however you want to put it. It was induced into you some time ago through whatever means it came through either a program, through either a peer pressure, through either parental pressure, religious pressure, if you were in a gang, street pressure, lived in the neighborhood, again, pressure from the neighborhood to comply. It was a survival mechanism. But today, it will then manifest in some way, somehow, where it will remind you in the past you had this thought or that thought because you had been exposed to this or exposed to that, which altered the way you thought, the way you perceived things, or even the way you came to understanding certain things. It's all to the mind. Like I said, this has been a very elaborate 50, 60 year of mind control experiments that have been going on in just North America alone. This is going on everywhere. It's going on in Europe. It's going on in Asia. It's going on. I talked to a young woman from Hong Kong. She's telling me some of the stuff going on there. Australia, New Zealand, you know, the Fiji Islands, Philippines. You know, that whole Pacific Rim is getting hit. Japan, Korea, North and South. China. Hong Kong right now. Look at Hong Kong. Look at Hong Kong. They got such a scramble there. And it was done on purpose to create the diversions and to create the confusion in China. China is evolving to a certain level at a certain pace. And it too is following whatever instructions it's been told to follow, just like America, just like Canada, there's no difference. And I made a comment that what's going on in the West is also going on in the East, and whoever's watching the planet or whoever's got the control over the planet is causing the same kind of evolution to happen and occur everywhere in the world almost at the same pace. Something's a little faster here, something's a little slower there, but in the end, it's the same crap going on. So we're no longer living in a free world. We're no longer living in a democracy. Anyone thinks that is super outdated. We are living in a world of chaos. And those who are really in power are going to rise and show themselves as the power of the planet. That is an inevitability. We are in a situation where our heads have been so geared to believe in so much bullshit that we think that the bullshit is true. The Bible says, truth will be a lie, lie will be a truth. Up will be down, down will be up. Left will be right, right will be left. That is what has happened. Some of you from my era of time, or I should say my era, or our era of time, those of us who were 50s babies, when we people used to talk back in the 60s and 70s, everything was so bad. That is so bad, man. Oh, it's so cool, but it's so bad. Man, that's so hip. You know, this was a dialect that they introduced. And usually the term bad meant something that wasn't good or the opposite of good. You know, something that was a problem. Today everything is so sick and wicked. Sick and wicked. Where do you think that's going to go? With us, everything was so bad. Well, you see where it is now. It's really bad. They're calling it sick and wicked. Ooh. It's so sick and so wicked. This is what the millennials have to look forward to. Sick and wicked. That's where it's going. It's already sick. And the wickedness has already been exposed to the pedophiles and to some of the interferences in political arenas. You know, the religious institutions and the farsities of these institutions that are out there supposedly or perpetrating to be of some sort of spiritual whatever or some sort of guide or whatever. I hate the word spiritual. I truly do. All the word spiritual means biblically, it means one that abstains from the flesh. Flesh desires. Doesn't lie, doesn't cheat, doesn't rob anybody, doesn't get into fights, doesn't fornicate or commit adultery. That's what it means to be spiritual. You know, all this other crap makes you wonder where the hell it all came from. But again, that's part of the mind control. That's part of the mindset. That's part of the misdirect or this redirectional thing going on. We think, well, this must be of God, and it isn't of God. It's some sort of religion or some sort of bullshit that some minister, priest, or imam, or holy elected leader or whatever has come up with, again, to further the exasperation of a people. Look at Syria. Syria in Islam, suicide is like the ultimate sin, just like it is in Catholicism. Yet you had the leader of the Syrian country telling that it was a holy war, and if you died committing suicide, that was perfectly acceptable with Allah. But that's not acceptable with Allah. And if anybody had read the Quran, they would have realized that what they had been told was a lie. Now, Allah, for some of you, get all worked up because I said the word Allah. And, you know, it's no different saying Allah, Jehovah, El Shaddai, God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There are many titles that God has. And among the other countries of the world, everybody calls God something. Just an entitlement. Someone said, well, that's their God. No, Allah, the word Allah or Allah is basically means God. Even in my tongue, where my parents come from, they use the word Allah. Il-Allah, that's how they say it. Il-Allah, God. And that's all it means is God. That's how the term is used. So sometimes we get caught up on hating people for no reason either. I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate Hebrews. I don't hate Christians. I don't hate Hindus. I don't hate Buddhists. Not at all. But I'll tell you what I really do hate. I really do hate religion. All of them. Because religion, all it has ever done, it has destroyed men and women. It has got us fighting wars. It's got us hating each other for what? So that we can be controlled on a leash, on a tether, to be directed by whatever leadership is there, calling whatever shot that they're calling, to create total destruction of cultures, systems, cities, towns, villages. And then to harvest the organs so that they can be shipped to either Asia or Turkey. Yay! It makes me all excited about religion. The whole mind game. Religion is a very key player. And I just explained in just one aspect about, okay, in the Islamic faith, whatever, they tell them in order to please Allah, you got to die for Allah and you're going to, you know, whatever. In the Christian faith, you got the TV evangelicals that propagate a lot of horse shit. It isn't even gospel. And they want you to follow that theme that they're telling you. And as you follow those themes for a period of time, you may find that it takes you further and further away from scriptural truths, biblical truths, and takes you into opinions, ideologies, philosophies, even sometimes New Age concepts, which have absolutely no bearing on God at all. But this is, again, part of the mind control. Get you believing that this is God's word, and if it's in there and it's expressed a certain way, and they teach it to mean something else, it's a head job. So like I said, I always tell people, read your Bible, read what Jesus had to say. I always tell people that. I mean, don't take anybody's opinion. Don't even take my opinion for it. Go read what he has to say. I don't care who you are, I care what your background is. Go read it. Go read what he's got to say. Everyone's got the... I hear people all the time tell me all kinds of theories and all kinds of nonsense. I've read 7 different versions of the Bible. You know, I've paid attention to what Jesus had to say. I don't always follow what he has to say. I mean, again, that's my shortcoming. But I have read it, and I get what he's saying. Some of it. Some of it I look at and think, oh boy. But it's a pretty easy read when you read it. There's nothing in there that you could find fault with. You know, a guy from a ghetto rose up, started healing people, talking about the kingdom of God, was in contact with everything under the sun, didn't run away from drunks, didn't run away from tax collectors or politicians, didn't run away from prostitutes or whores. He didn't run away from anybody that had health, whatever issues. He healed who he healed. He talked. He led people to the kingdom. Only name I know, I gotta say this, the only name I know where demons run. If you got a demonic presence inside of you and you've tried, you know, all these different religions, faiths, and none of them have been able to expel it out or keep it out, the only one that I've ever seen to actually do that is Jesus. There's no other name that these demons do not cower under. They know what he did. He conquered death. They can die. The 3 angels or the 4 angels that came down upon the earth and violated mankind, they're locked down somewhere in the abyss somewhere, waiting for their final judgment. They have no redemption. We, on the other hand, do. If you want to take it, that's up to you. I would just say, start reading. Read what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John had to say. Go read what Paul had to say. You might find it might be an eye-opener. And you might find what they're saying and what these churches are saying and what these TV evangelicals are saying ain't the same thing. One is giving you a line of bullshit and the other one is telling you the truth. And that will leave for you to decide. Go read it, find it. Anyway, but that's one way to break the mind control as well. Because once you get the truth does set you free. And once the truth sets you free, they can no longer implement inside your head any kind of game or horse hockey, because now you know the truth. Once you have the truth and you stand your ground on the truth, nothing is going to move you. In fact, you'll be able to analyze what is being done to your head and to your brain and how they're accessing your brain. You say, well, how the heck are they? And then you'll start to think about it. Because when you start saying, and I'm going to start here with this, when you start saying in your mind, in your head, out loud verbally, these are not my thoughts, whatever distortion, whatever perversion, whatever violence, whatever anxiousness, whatever emotional pain that may come in, whatever lust, whatever cravings, whatever desires, sometimes you think those are you, but they're coming in from somewhere else. If you're ever doing something, research, ever doing any kind of investigation, reading, occupation, building things, whatever, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get a thought coming into your head that is of some kind of distorted reality, then you must say, once you recognize it, because it may suck you in for a couple minutes before you do, these are not my thoughts. Hold your ground. Eventually it will let go. Now for those of you who are believers, focus on Jesus. That's simple. Just focus on Christ. You know, just focus on Him. You'll be surprised how that eventually will cut loose. I'll tell you what I get hit with, just to give you an example, because some of you may get similar things. I'll get hit with a presence. Some kind of presence might be in the same room I'm in. And I can feel it, but I can't see it. Don't know what it is. I do know it really has an issue with me. So I just speak to it out loud. I'm in my privacy, and I speak to it out loud. And I always say, again, because it's based on my faith, that one day I am going to die and I will be with Christ. And we are coming back, and we come back. We are going to exact our vengeance on every single one of you. There will be no place for you to hide, no place for you to run. There will be no place where you cannot go that we will not be able to follow you. And we are going to exact our vengeance on you. That's how I do it for me. I know where I stand. I know who I am. I know what I am. Okay. I do know that I have limitations. I do know I am not flawless by any stretch of the imagination. See, the word perfect means to be fully mature. Not nowhere near that yet either. So I'm getting there. Someday. Some millennia. Sometime. Point I'm trying to get at is stand your ground. Now you may not have... You may not say it the way I said it, and that's fine. Whatever works for you. But stand your ground. Recognize when you feel these things that they're there to intimidate and create a fear in you, and an anxiousness, or some kind of neutralization. Just look straight ahead. Speak as if you're speaking to something that's in front of you. That's your face speaking. And just call it out. Tell it the way it is, how it is, and what it is. You may be surprised of all of a sudden the peace you'll have afterwards. And I'm speaking on behalf of the believers on this. You know, Jesus said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Well, then stand your ground. They got no power over you. Number one. Those of you who don't believe, the same thing can be enacted. It's a lot easier when you got God on your side. I got to tell you, it makes a big difference. But you can say the same thing. These are not my thoughts. Where are they coming from? Stand your ground. One guy wrote me an email this week. Says, well, we should be all rising. We should be going after these guys. And we should make them pay. And we should just kick their butt. And just kick their butt. Oh, and just, oh, and just, and just. And I wrote him back. I said, you know, I agree with your idea. I said, I really do. I'm on your side on this thing. But the problem is, you don't know who you're going to go after, number one. And, I mean, are you going to go after the President of the United States, or Prime Minister of Canada, the Queen of England? No. You're going to be able to touch them. And if it is not a political arena where this is coming from, or military-industrial complex, what if it's coming from artificial intelligence, trying to hack your brain so they can study your brain chemistry so they can have... It's predictive programming up and running on you so they can control you just with the thoughts it puts into your head. And you think you're going to be able to access the AI system? This is, I don't think so either. So I made a list of all the things, and then at the end I said, maybe this is why you don't see people rising up, because they don't know who to go after. So you can come from a perspective that once we find out who you are, justice will be served. This is something that you can also emphasize. And then again, I'm not saying take the law in your own hands, so please don't put words in my mouth on this. But justice being served is what it is. Justice being served. Hold your ground. This is all about the mind. This is all about taking over your mind, taking you out of the equation. Okay. There's a video out there called The AI Swarm. Link will be there. This is an idea that they were talking about. It was through some sort of sci-fi, but I don't believe it was sci-fi. I believe this was reality. And I do, and I don't doubt for 1 minute that they have this. I know they have MAVs out there, which are miniature avionic vehicles, which can look like mosquitoes or flies or whatever, can draw, induce the venom into a person and literally cause the proteins in the body to be completely liquefied. This type of warfare exists. The future of men and women is going to be all contingent on the capacity to be able to deal with AI bots, military hardware that has been trained by the military to be better killing machines than the military was. You know, when you watch the Terminator, they're at war with these machines in the future, sometime in the future. That reality is going to manifest. They basically told you what's coming down the pipe, because the military-industrial complex is teaching them how to kill. They're programming them with devices that make them damn near impervious, and that they can now lock on in several different fronts, several different ways, and be very, very methodical and efficient in order to deal with whatever. Like I said, you have that, and again, that's all controlled, and all that's required is to program that device with your DNA or with your brain patterns, which they can collect. Another one, they're talking about having soldiers having hardware hooked up into their heads so they can control drones. Elon Musk, anybody? We're not going to put a tether around your head. No, we're just going to put a drone to it. So in order to take out the soldier, you would have to EMP the drone. Because if they're connected, that should transfer over to the brain and shut it down. The brain grows new connections to it. To the connections of the hardware into the brain. Further enhancing the network between the drone and the brain. Imagine that. Imagine that. Again, the whole point here is to get you to stop being afraid. These things, once you know they're coming, what you do, instead of running, say, oh shit, oh man, oh, instead of doing all that, start looking at ways and means to neutralize what's coming down the pipe. You're going to need an EMP. Are you going to need a high-powered electrical static discharging unit? Are you going to need some kind of force field? Are you going to need some kind of barrier between you and the outside world when you're outdoors? Are you going to need to be armed with some device that can alter the brain wave and brain frequency of the machines that might be coming your way? Because you got to remember, when I'm talking machine today, I'm not just talking about buckets and bolts. I'm talking about people that can be assimilated and turned into a machine like they did on Star Trek with the Borg. We are Borg. We are here to assimilate you. Sounds like a scary thing I'm talking about, but I have to tell you that what we're dealing with today is real. And you have to be aware that this is going on. You can no longer just sit there and be entertained by these TV shows that are showing you the campaign that they're presenting against you. This, what they're showing you on TV through entertainment, through sci-fi. Look at sci-fi as a science document. No longer fiction. And when you start looking these things up online through the internet, you may find that a lot of science fiction is science reality. They are actually working on these things, and the science fiction writers are borrowing from the science community to present to you the entertainment or the televised video. Remember, television is a form of programming. It's also if you analyze it correctly and look at things correctly, you may find There's more reality and truth to what they're telling you than they're letting on. Very important you pay attention. Very important that you keep your head straight. Very important that when you notice that they are trying to assault you with a kind of a mind control, or they're trying to assault you with a access to your brain, that you stop and analyze right away that this is going on. You won't get it right away. They'll have already been induced into your head, and they'll have already enacted some sort of visual into your mind to cause you to be afraid and terrorized. One of the things I did once, because they were always hitting me with something to get me to become more violent. And it used to piss me off that they would get in there, and for 5 minutes they're in my head before I realized what was going on. They had sucked me in so much. And I was trying to be vigilant and be on my guard with this, and I kept getting smoked every time. And then finally I got fed up. I said, you know what? And I said this out loud, and it picked up on it. I said, you're just making me stronger and stronger. Okay. That's how you got to look at it. You're just making me stronger and stronger. And sooner or later, you're not going to have any avenue to me whatsoever. You're just making me stronger and stronger. Think in those terms. Don't be intimidated to a point where you become completely incapacitated. Intimidation is something that they initiate. Once the intimidation is there and you are feeling that frequency, then initiate your intimidation. However way it works, me, I always say, you and I have an appointed time with the Almighty. I'm going to scorch your ass to his throne and he can deal with you. See, that's how we roll. That's how I roll. And this will go a long way for a lot of you who are feeling the fear and the anxiousness on this. This will help tremendously. Even the research I found on this, there was a research paper I found where they actually tell you to do the exact same thing. They tell you to hold your ground. You know, stand up to it, speak to it, speak against it. You know, don't just sit there and allow it to just perpetrate its program. You know, deal with it. Stand to it. Stand up to it. You know, it has no, it's hoping to further integrate into your brain with the same fear or same kind of tactic. Keep that in mind. It's a tactic. It's all about the brain, all about the mind. Anyway, I think I've been going at this for quite a bit. How long have I been doing this now? Let's see here. Oh, we're getting near the end. Okay, well, anyway, before I go on, I'm always integrating people that I know are doing something. Aaron Mack on the YouTube channel. Go look him up. AaroyMak. Go look him up. Check out what he's doing. You got Brian, www.minds.com/Brian396. Go check out his information, the data he's put out there on the Nano and the Nano Assembly. You got gagcanada.ca about the chemtrails. He's got documentation up the wazoo that can validate what's been going on. You got me at augmentandforce.com. In there, there's all kinds of links. There's a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog. There's all kinds of things there. Triangles, buckets, thumb drives, old-fashioned botanicals, repulsors, you name it, we're there. Go on the YouTube channel, www.youtube.com. There is a channel there called Herbs Plus Speedworks. Look it up. Check out the information there. There's all kinds of things there that can help you guys out, fortify, strengthen, and augment your in-force. That's what the whole thing of augment in-force means. Check out the site. Check out the place. Feel free to access the information. I don't need your credit card. I don't need your firstborn. Go and download the information. Look at the YouTube. Study them. Make them work for you. You might be surprised how they can help. Check out the other sites I said as well. And if you can support any of these people that I mentioned in regarding to what they are doing and as far as helping you being informed, helping you to win the battle against the AI networks that are going on, and to help you become the man and woman you're meant to evolve to being, feel free to help them out. Feel free to help them out. I do consultations as well, 519-977-5351. Again, if you need help, give me a shout. We'll look at the time zones and we'll work out some kind of schedule. And if you do leave a comment on the Podbean, I can't respond to the comments, so send me an email, independs@yahoo.com, if you want to comment to me about anything. Because I try to respond to some of your comments and it just won't let me because I don't have a cell phone. I have no intention of getting a cell phone. So I don't need anything networking in my brain and hacking me morning, noon, and night. So again, if you have a comment you want to make or you got a question or a need to ask on the shows that we're doing here, feel free to again to contact me on the Yahoo email account, independs@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com. And for those of you who said I went too fast, Indian, Nancy, Paul, Elephant, Nancy, David, Zebra, independs, IND, EPENDZ. I think I missed an E. Let me try that again. Indian, Nancy, Paul, Elephant, Nancy, David, Z, Zebra, independs@yahoo.com. Okay, send me an email if you want. If you got a comment to make, or a statement you want to make, or if you got something you want to ask, feel free to send that to the email. I can't answer you guys on the Podbean. That's one of the drawbacks behind it. It's a good system. It's a really good system. But I think this is one area they need to improve on so that people can network better. You know, it'd be like another Facebook, really. They did that. Okay. Anyhow, I let you go for now. And until the next show, which may be earlier or later, depending on what I'm finding. If I find a lot of pertinent information, I'll try to get the shows out a little earlier. If I'm building up shows, it's because there's a reason for it. I'm looking at certain themes that I might be catching going on. And again, I'm also looking at what those same themes and how they may be affecting you to further help you engage in a means of defense to protect yourself. So anyway, so until the next show, to your health. Have a good weekend. We'll see you at the next show. Take care.